Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 12, Brother Reader. Hebrews 12, and let's start about verse 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of
God.
Next
verse 2.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You hadn't been that far.
Right.
I hadn't been that far. What's this referring to? I believe, among other things, it refers to the garden, where he was so pressed and so tempted that blood came out of his pores. Why did that happen? He's resisting temptation. You say, what? Temptation? Yes. Temptation to what? Temptation to not go through with it. Now, what he's seeing, as bad as being scourged and as bad as being nailed to the cross was, that's not close to the whole thing. He was made to be sin with all mankind's sin. We have no idea what that is. Isaiah saw it in Isaiah 52 and 3 and 4. He saw it, that his form was changed so that he didn't resemble a man anymore. That's when all the sin of all mankind, past, present, and future generations, converged on his sinless, spotless being. He didn't sympathize with our sins. He became sin with our sin. And he was, when it came, he's right there. He's moments away from the scourging. He's hours away from the cross, but also from that sin coming on him.
Right.
And then going to the heart of the earth and judgment, the full brunt of the judgment of God falling on him. And he said, Father, with you all things are possible. And if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. This is what he's praying. This is where the pressure's coming from. This is why he got to the point where resisted unto blood. Striving against what? Sin. Sin is violation of light. Sin is going contrary to what you know is right. Overriding your heart. Yet what did Jesus come back to say? All things are possible with you, Father. You can do anything. And he knew he could. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. What's he saying? That I don't have to become sin. He's sinless. He's the spotless Lamb of God. Sin is completely contrary to his nature and his being. And yet there was no other way. For if he wasn't made sin with our sin, we could never be made righteous with his righteousness. Was he made sin?
Yes.
Then have you believed on him?
Yes.
Then you have been made righteous.
Yes.
Just as surely as he has been made sin. Not based on what you feel or what you've done or haven't done. Was he made sin or not?
Yes.
Then you've been made righteous. Did he deserve sin? You don't deserve righteous either. Right? But was he made sin? Then you've been made righteous. Did he earn sin? No, you didn't earn righteousness. But was he made sin? Then tell me the rest. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Woo! We don't know the half of what that means, but it is some good, Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But what did Jesus come back to? Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. What? Nevertheless. What?
Not my will.
Was he tempted?
Oh, yes.
Was he pushed?
Yes.
He was pushed with temptation to the point that blood's coming out of his pores. And what did he do? He resisted the temptation. He said, not what I want, but what you want. Yes. Not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what we began talking about, that when you say nobody knows what I've been through, Jesus has been there and a lot further.
Amen.
A lot further.
Yeah.
We have not resisted temptation to doubt, fear, disobey, whatever. We've not resisted to the point that blood came out of our pores.
Amen.
So Jesus proved it could be done as a man. He did it as a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So don't say it can't be done. And so to say nobody knows, well, it's certainly not true with Jesus, but it's not true. Look at the verse again, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you, but what? Such as is what?
Common
to man. So everything you've been through is common stuff. Everything. Don't let the enemy sell you. Now, this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you let the enemy convince you that you are going through some kind of extraordinarily terrible stuff that nobody can relate to, he's got a hook in you.
That's right.
Because you believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, he'll get you to pity yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Faithful specifically to what? He is faithful to not suffer or not allow you to be tempted above that you're able. Able to what? Able to resist. Now, there's a lot of Christians, bless their hearts, preachers too, have taken this verse and twisted it until they made it say, God won't put more on you than you can stand.
That's right.
Ugh. So isn't that what it said? No, honey. Read the verse. Read. What does it say?
That's right.
It did not say,
Amen.
God won't put more on you than you can stand. Oh, did I lose somebody?
No.
Did I lose somebody?
No.
Go to James. Hold your place here. Go to James. Chapter 1, verse 13. Is this okay?
Yes.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to get free.
Praise God.
We're on a get free mission.
Yes.
Several somebodies are going to get free. They're going to get free?
Yes.
And then some other folks are going to get free later. Some things are going to come up later. And you're going to get free then. And some other folks are going to stay free. Stay free? How many like the sound of that? Stay free. Get free. Stay free. James 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Well, that verse we just got through reading was talking about temptation. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He won't suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you're able. If you change that into saying God won't put more on you, then you're saying God's putting temptation on you. That can't be right.
No.
That cannot be right. James 1 says what? Let no man say. Don't let anybody say this. You know, sometimes people get so upset if they hear a, I don't know, what a cuss word, foul language, and that's not good. But actually, some of these things do you more harm than some of those things. Somebody say, God won't put more on you than you can stand. That can be as bad or worse than cussing. Because if you hear the cussing, you know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Not going to believe that, you're not going to say that. But the other, if you think it's right, you say it and you believe it, you open the door wide open for the one who is bringing it. Because you let him convince you that it's not the enemy, it's God. So if it's God bringing it to you, you better take it. So you wind up receiving something you should be resisting. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. And neither tempts he any man. So anytime you were tempted to do anything wrong, God did not send that to you.
No, sir.
He was not behind that. He was not. You have to believe the Bible. Well, you don't have to, but you should. Sure going to cost you if you don't. Sometimes people get adamant and go, well, I got a right to my beliefs, preacher. Same as you. Well, actually, no. No, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you and I don't have a right to just make stuff up and believe it. We're supposed to believe what He told us in the book. And if it's different from what we've thought, we need to change how we've thought.
Amen.
Submit to the authority of the written word. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts He any man. So God is not tempting people to do wrong. Come on, everybody say that out loud. God
is not
tempting people
to do wrong.
No way.
No way.
No how.
No how.
Now verse 14 tells you what's happening. But every man is tempted. This doesn't just happen for a few. This is everybody. Is tempted when what happens? He's drawn away of what? His own lust. Now that's the word for desire. Again, don't just let your mind go to two or three things when you talk about temptation. You can have a desire to be depressed. Desire to quit, desire to give up, all kind of things. But it's a wrong desire, but where is that coming from? That's you. His own desire. Can't blame that on God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.